Hey guys, welcome to Candy Girl's Valentine's Day episode. I'm your host, Shelby.
And I'm your Candy Girl, Amelia.
And we just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to Sugar Baby and female identifying podcast hosts only. Today we are going to do an episode about how Amelia's sugar daddy fell in love with her, because we're just feeling the love today.
Oh God.
Just a couple of warnings. Amelia just had surgery, so she's not feeling super well, just to give you guys a heads up. Also, there is a boy who keeps trying to get into our house, so if we pause in weird places or you hear knocking at the door, we're just barricading him out. All right, so I guess we'll get this started with how you met him and how this kind of spiraled out of control.
Well, oh God, okay, so I met him on the website for finding sugar babies and sugar daddies, and so we met and we went on a couple dates, and then he basically kind of started our arrangement. And soon after, I needed a place to live over the summer, so I asked if I could live with him, and he said sure. And then from that point on, he kind of felt like it was a more serious relationship because I was living with him. And eventually he just totally forgot about the whole way that we met and thought we were in a legit relationship. I had to sit him down at least twice over our relationship to tell him and remind him where we met and what this arrangement was. Of course, it went in one ear and out the other. And yeah, he just had very, very strong feelings for me, and I had absolutely zero for him. And, you know, I had met his family and hung out with his friend, and it was getting too serious for me. And eventually I had to break it off with him because he did want to marry me and have kids with me. And even when I told him I don't want to have kids, he was like, oh, that's okay. I care about you so much that I'm willing to give up on that dream. And I was like, that is not okay. You should not give up on having kids to be with me. We are almost two decades apart. You need to find a wife, dude. So yeah, he just, you know, fell in love with me. He would do really sweet things for me and all that, but it was just getting too serious, and I felt bad leading him on, because I knew it was going to be even harder for him to get over me if I let it go on any longer. So I basically said no to the money to get out of this relationship, because I could not handle it anymore. It is so hard being in a relationship where someone is infatuated with you and you have zero feelings for them. So ended that. He's still not over me. It's been 2 months and he still says I can use his credit card. Still asked to go out to dinner with me. He says, oh yeah, we can go on a vacation this summer. No. So yeah, he's very much so still in love with me.
When did you start to notice that things had shifted from an arrangement to, in his mind, a relationship?
Just little comments. I would get sick of having sex with him because I'd have to get fucking drunk to do it. And because I lived with him, he kind of expected it. But so it was a lot of sex at the beginning, and I was just I can't keep on doing this just because I live with him. So I would kind of stop having sex with him and hardcore reject his kisses and stuff like that. And he would make comments oh, I just feel you're not attracted to me anymore. I'm like, well, of course, I've never been attracted to you. I got on this website to get money from you. No, I don't have those feelings. I'm not attracted to you. What? So yeah, he just, things like that. You know, introducing me as his girlfriend, calling me his girlfriend, which that was partly my fault, because I would refer to him as my boyfriend too, because that makes things so much easier, telling people, oh, my boyfriend did this, not, oh, my sugar daddy did this. Mm-hmm. So he kind of let it get to his head, and, you know, introducing me to his family and all that kind of stuff was oh God, he literally thinks that we are together, because if I was just a sugar baby to him, he wouldn't be introducing me to his friends and family as a girlfriend, right? That would be a secret part of his life. But obviously I wasn't a secret. So yeah, it was just not good.
And he told you that he loved you, didn't he?
towards the end, like, he had always, like, hinted at it, but he wouldn't say it. And I think that's because he knew, like, I didn't love him back. But, like, as towards the end of our relationship where he knew that I was going to end it, he was like, I love you, Amelia. Like, I know you know I love you. And I'm like, God damn it. So, yeah, he did tell me he loved me. Yeah. And this man just, like, I treated him like shit on purpose so that he wouldn't be so in love with me. But it didn't work. Like, he, no matter what I did, he just loved me so much. So he would do anything to, like, make me happy. Like, anything. He would never say no to me. Like, whatever I wanted, he would get me, you know? Because he was just trying to get me to love him with things he bought me and shit. And, like, thought that that would work. And, like, no. I'm not going to feel any different. Like, yeah, I appreciate you buying me all this shit, but that's not going to make me like you. Like, I'm not going to love you because of the shit you buy me. That's not how love works.
And that should have been an indication to him that, like, if he has to keep buying you things to get you to like him, that, like, this is not a relationship. And it's also, like, really unhealthy.
Yeah, he's definitely delusional. Like, there's no other word that describes him as, like, better than delusional. Like, he thought we were in this real relationship and just couldn't wrap his head around me not having those feelings for him.
And you, I think I remember you telling me you tried to set up, like, a dating profile for him over the summer. Like, you were trying to encourage him to go out on, like, dates with real women his age.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, how this is gonna work, but, like, yeah, like, when we, like, end our arrangement, because, you know, that happens, like, it's not a real relationship, so we can talk about the end of this arrangement. I was like, yeah, like, I'll help you, like, set up, like, a cool dating profile, and I'll give you tips on how to get women, and, yeah, just stuff like that. And even, like, when we were, like, when I was ending the relationship, I was like, yeah, like, you know, I can't wait to, like, you get married and have kids, and, you know, like, I definitely emphasized that this was going to be over forever, and that he was needed to move on, that he was going to move on, and he just still hasn't, which is very sad.
Concerning, yeah. As well. How did you go about ending it? Because it probably wasn't easy.
It was kind of like a gradual thing where I was kind of like separating myself from him, not hanging out with him as much, you know, telling him my true feelings, like, you are being manipulative, you're trying to make me feel bad for not hanging out with you all the time when I have shit to do. And kind of like slowly tried like creeping away, and then it finally got to the point where I was like, yeah, like, this needs to end, and this is why, and, you know, so, yeah, it was weird, but it had happened.
There was this really weird point where they did take a break for, like, a week, and she had had his card on, like, an eyelash subscription, and it charged his card, and then he, like, went off on you because he thought you were using his credit card.
Yeah, so before, like, just ending the relationship, I was like, oh, a break would be a good way to, like, ease into a breakup, because he just thinks, oh, it might continue or it might not. So, like, I thought that was a good way to, you know, end it. So, you know, while we were taking our break, I didn't use his credit card. I was using my credit card, using my money. But yeah, like Shelby said, I had a subscription to this eyelash thing, like a monthly subscription, and I had missed an appointment, and it was like on a Sunday. I'd missed my appointment because I just totally forgot about it. And he texts me and goes, I can't believe, like, you're still using my credit card. Now I see what kind of girl you were all along, and, you know, I don't want you in my life, you should get out of my life, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, I'm sorry, I, like, missed my eyelash appointment. When I was gonna go there, I was gonna change the credit card right then and there, but I forgot, and I guess they charge, like, a missing your appointment fee. And he was like, no, this is from yesterday. I was like, well, like, I literally have an email that proves that it was today that I missed my appointment. And then he screenshotted his thing, I screenshotted my thing, and I totally forgot about the monthly subscription thing that takes it out on the 15th, and it was the 15th on that Saturday. So I was like, oh shit, like, I totally forgot about that subscription, like, I was gonna change my credit card, like, I'll Venmo you the money right now, like, sorry. And he was like, oh, I didn't know. And, like, it's just, like, and then immediately went back to, like, oh, it's okay. Like, you can still use my credit card if you need it for stuff. And I'm just, like, and when he, now I know what kind of girl you were all along. Like, yes, that is the kind of girl I am all along. I am here for your money. Like, yes, that is me. And you're just now realizing that yes, I am using you for your money? Like, what do you mean? Like, this is a big shock for you. Like, what? Oh my God, yes, I am that kind of girl. I just don't. Oh, he's just so stupid.
So if anybody wants a sugar daddy to fall in love with them, we've got your guy. Very nice guy. Definitely not Amelia's cup of tea.
No, not at all. He is a great guy. He is so nice. And that's why I just don't understand why he got on that website in the first place. Because if he wanted a wife and kids, why would you go on that kind of website? That's not where you go to find that. And, you know, he had told me, like, I didn't expect to fall in love with you. And all this crap, but like, you should have been prepared for that. If you're like looking for a hot young girl, like, you're probably going to fall in love with her because you're old and ugly. Like, of course, like, this girl is gonna be amazing compared to what you are. Like, of course you're gonna fall in love with her. So yeah, he's stupid for even going on there in the first place and then not keeping his shit together and why he was on the website and why I was on the website in the first place.
And he had friends that were like, hey dude, this is not a normal relationship.
Yeah, like, his brother would make fun of him for like dating me, and his friend was kind of like, so like, you're really young, how did y'all meet, you know? It was like very suspicious, obviously. So yeah, I don't know, it's just weird. It's just weird. And, you know, of course, there's always like, oh, well, you know, age doesn't matter and we're in love. But, like, no, we're not. You tell your friends this, but that's not how I feel. So, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a sugar daddy listening to this, don't fall in love with your baby. Or do, but, like, don't expect anything.
Exactly. Like, and then there are some, like, sugar daddies on the website who, like, clarify, I am, if this turns out good and, like, you know, we do fall in love, like, yeah, I'm okay with that happening. But, like, you have to disclose that kind of information. Like, on his website, it didn't say anything like, I want a wife and kids, or else I wouldn't have even talked to him. So there are guys who are looking for that, and some women, like, might be interested in that. But you can't expect that and, like, assume that's what's gonna happen. That's something you need to disclose right at the beginning that you're looking for.
Yeah. But we thought we would give you guys a nice little unrequited love story, just like in the old days, you know, something tragic. Hope you guys have a great day.
Fuck love. Peace out. That's it.
We hate men. We love women. Follow us on Twitter at Candy Girl Pod or on Instagram at Candy Girl Podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.